Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Previously on The Offensive.
Thomas Fell.
Sorry, is that a name or a sentence?
What, you know Thomas Fell, he's the minority shareholder, he still has a vote on the board.
Why does he still have a vote?
Because he owns 15% of the club, Jess.
Patrick Nolan, a knight in shining armour.
Thomas, how are you?
Desperate, Patrick, as you well know. So, I'll sell it.
You're selling your share of the club?
Yes, 30 mil.
Right.
But I can get it into your hands for 10.
Into my hands?
Yes, you taking my ownership of the club. I didn't know you were so capable financially, so I guess well done there.
Thank you.
This is a call from Her Majesty's prison Wormwood Scrubs placed by inmate
Mac the Knife.
Press 1 to accept the call. Phone calls are recorded and stored by the prison database.
The prodigal cunt returns.
Mac the Knife.
Mackie's back in town, eh, buddy? Mackie's back in town.
So, that was life on the inside.
Same as the fucking outside, Pat, except in here Sky Sports is free and I don't have to cook.
How much longer on the sentence?
Longer than a Francesco Totti contract, my pal.
On what count?
Being a greedy fucker, primarily. Now mind your own fucking business.
Right, alright, fine. Listen, Mac, I don't need to tell you this phone call never happened.
God, you must be desperate, boy.
I just need something sorted by the turn of the year.
The turn of the year? That's a good one. So what, in three Ashwood managers' time? Who's up next, Pad? You spun the wheel yet, boy? Let me know when it lands on Boise. He got a bet with a view of the boys or the block, and
I have an offer from Thomas Fell, and I don't intend on turning it down.
That eating boy in a mesh? Good. Fuck him.
Yeah, he wants to sell me his share.
Oh, Paddy. Oh, Paddy, Paddy, Paddy.
What?
That Yankee owner will turn your ass into fucking Hiroshima. You hear me?
Yeah, well, this is why I want it done before that can happen.
Yeah, but does Woody know about this?
No.
Fuck me, Pad.
I don't know how he'd feel about me getting more control.
So you've come to me.
Well, better than Neville you know and all that.
What about the other one?
What other one?
Also name, you know, the other one. The comms director with the dragon tattoo.
Jess Tate.
Yeah, the Eightfold Tate.
She also won't be told.
Pat, I've got to tell you something, my boy. Right, listen now. I have money laundered. I have bribed, stolen, evaded tax, I've ran over a dog, I've spat on a binman, I've pissed on a casket, I have shook hands with Sepp Blatter, and I have even supported Millwall. But this is something else, son. This is a new fucking low.
How do I get £10 million to Thomas?
That's a fucking good one. That's a fucking... You keep going the way you're going, you'll end up in here with me, Paddy Pal.
Mac, I wouldn't call unless it was urgent.
Yeah, no shit, Sherla.
But you think I'd call Mac the Knife of all fucking people unless this was important, hmm? You realise what I could do as chief exec and minority shareholder, Mac?
Oh, I realise, pal. Believe fucking me.
So when I call Wormwood Scrubs to speak to a disgraced former agent, then it's obviously going to be of some significance. Mac?
I remember when you started out in this game, Pad.
Oh, yeah?
A head full of dreams and a pocket full of daddy's money.
Oh, fuck off.
And now look at ya.
What is this, the self-righteous hotline? Shall I press the hash key for a hypocritical callback at a more convenient time?
You've bloomed from a little sapling of a bastard into a beautiful blossoming cunt.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm getting hay fever just picturing ya.
Right, Mac, can we please...
Like fucking Columbia Roads or, you know, Chelsea FC Flyer Show, you know what I mean?
Mac!
Right, I've got a plan, but it's fucking devious, mate. It is fucking devious.
How devious?
Off the fucking scale, son. This is fucking Berlusconi level shit. None of your rubbish.
Hit me.
You have access to money, buddy, yeah? But it ain't yours. It belongs to that fat yank and his plastic missus, yeah? That's the one, yeah?
That's correct.
But he has entrusted you to invest his dosh in the club in the way you best see fit. Is that correct?
I believe that's my role, yes.
Good. Right, good. You're going to go and speak to a woman called Elaine Keller, right? She runs a yoga class on the King's Road.
Mac, it doesn't sound that devious at this point.
Trust me. Right, Pat. Right, don't fucking dismiss it out of hand. Trust me. Right, she's got more knowledge in the art of shithousery than fucking Thomas Gravison or Kevin Muscat. Fucking Muscat.
Can I just call her?
No, pal, she don't fucking do this stuff anymore. But if she turns you down, I'll make sure she's in here alongside me. All right, I've got fucking dirt.
It's a men's prison.
Right, that's a good point. But we'll make sure she's in a winnings facility.
Okay, so I go to her class and say, what? How do I steal 10 million quid?
Tell her Mac the Knife sent you. Namaste, Paddy, my boy. Namaste.
Mac, how will she help Mac? Prick.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. It's Monday evening following the home defeat to Liverpool. Next up is Tottenham away, and Woody is joined in the club offices by the leading candidate in the Ashwood City internship and graduate programme, Justin Francis, as they watch the FA Cup third round draw.
Number 26.
Number 26, Millwall, will play.
Number 18.
Number 18, Hull City, an old championship tie there. Next one.
Number 64.
Number 64, Gillingham, will play.
Number 3.
Number 3, Ashwood City, the Kent Derby.
Oh, for fuck's sake, not El Capico.
What? We'll beat Gillingham. That's, you know, that's great for, you know, building up a feel-good factor.
Listen, made in Cheltenham, whatever your name is, it doesn't matter if we beat Gillingham. We have to beat Gillingham, do you understand?
Well, of course.
It's like obeying the law. There's no medal for doing it. We're just expected to do it, unfortunately.
So the Kent Derby, do you think that's...
It's called El Capico, pal.
Right, so do you think... El Crapico would be something the broadcasters might be interested in?
Yeah, the fucking news at 10 will be all over it. There'll be a wee totaliser with the arrests and the casualties taken away along the bottom of the screen.
Okay, well, I think it's a good draw for us. I don't know.
Well, good for you. Go and write about it in your homework diary.
I am 25 years old.
What are you doing an internship for at 25?
Because I want to get into football.
Well, let me give you some advice, little Justin hoity-toity.
I'm not that poor.
Football is like a club at 3 a.m. You say you want to get in, eh?
Yes.
Well, as soon as you get in, you'll want to get out. Everyone is shouting, everyone's fucked, no one's talking any sense, the floors are sticky, there's weird sexual threats carved into the toilet doors with biro, and you're just looking for some peace and quiet every now and again so you can go and throw up before returning to your friends to pretend like you're having a great time, but deep down you're not. Deep down, you're sad, lonely, and you're in desperate need of a large doner kebab.
Right, I'm not entirely sure that actually really qualifies as advice, because I
hold on, it's the bouncer. She wants to know why I've shat in the DJ booth. I didn't do it, I promise.
Didn't do what?
Nothing.
El crap.
Crapico it is, then.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be.
We're going to win the league. Que sera, sera.
No, we got Tottenham away on Saturday.
Oh, right, yeah, of course. Ashford at Wembley, Jesus. More Wembley Arena than Wembley Stadium.
That's the only time Ashford will be at Wembley, let me tell you. Ain't that right, little fella?
What did you call me?
Sorry, I was talking to my new intern, little Justin. Justin Timberflake. JT, Mr. JT, John Terry.
Whatever, can you put Patrick through? I can't get through to his phone.
He's not here.
What?
Patrick's not here. Is he, Justin? Justin?
What do you mean he's not there?
My assistant's gone.
He's gone to tell Benedict in HR he doesn't want to work with you.
What makes you say that?
Aside from my experience, understanding and judge of character.
Yes.
Call it a hunch. Where's Patrick?
I don't know, Jess. His phone's off. He's just not here.
Sorry, he didn't watch the draw?
Nope.
That's odd.
Jess, I've got another call waiting.
Tell Benedict I say hi.
What?
Oh, fuck off. No, I can't stare a fag.
Chris, hi. Benedict here. Now, I've been speaking to Justin Francis, who's been working
fuck's
with...
sake.
Come into your supine twist. Bring your right knee into your chest and roll over onto your left side. Keeping with your deep breaths. Switch to the other side. And come into your final posture, Shavasana. Lying down on your back, feet apart, palms facing up. Switch off your deep breathing and come into a deep relaxation. Slowly rolling onto your side, come to a comfortable seated position. And hands to heart center. Thank you for joining this beginner's class.
Beginners?
Hands to forehead center. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Whoa, that was a great class.
Thank you. Would you like another towel? It's just you've already borrowed three and I can't really see.
No, it's fine.
You're sweating quite a lot.
No, honestly, it's fine. It's probably just from all the agonising muscle spasms, that's all.
Right. Well, thanks for coming. I hope to see you next time.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Mac the Knife sent me.
Bye, Susan. Bye now, Carol. Could you just close the door on your way out? Thanks. Don't you fucking dare mention that name to me. Say his name again and I'll take you to the sauna and lock you in there for a fucking week until you're a raisin-sized chief executive.
Oh, so you know who I am then?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm glad to see you in paint.
Ah, see, I knew it wasn't a beginner's class. What was it? Intermediate? It was advanced, wasn't it?
Trust me, it was beginners.
Ah.
Now get the fuck out of my studio.
Well, what happened to namaste?
Do you even know what namaste means?
No.
It's a greeting from one person's soul to another.
Right.
So from my soul to your soul, get the fuck out of my studio.
Oh, sorry, Elaine. I forgot my reading glasses.
Oh, Carol, what are you like?
Goodness me. Hiya.
Hi.
Are you okay now? You looked very distressed during that class. I thought for a second you were crying. It is very spiritual.
Much better, yes, thank you.
Now, where did I put my glasses? Oh, here they are, excellent. Okay, bye now.
Bye, Carol.
Namaste, Carol.
Namaste.
See you, Carol. What are you doing here?
Max says if you don't help...
Yes, I know the threats.
Okay, I need to get £10 million of Ashwood money.
For what?
For me.
Well, to do what with?
To buy some of Ashwood. Okay, I'm serious, Elaine.
Yes, I know you're serious. Can you just give me 2 seconds while I fight off a bout of PTSD from a previous life, please?
And what was your previous life?
I worked for Chelsea.
Oh, Christ, I'm sorry. But look, this is important, Elaine.
And Max said it has to be done.
Yeah, words to that effect.
There is something you can do.
There is.
Oh, I've got my reading glasses, but I forgot my book this time.
Carol, will you fuck off?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With Patrick's absence, Jess and Woody grow increasingly concerned and take matters into their own hands to track him down.
I just want you to drive past his house.
I would have fucking driven past his house on my way home.
Well, you can go home after this.
Come on, I've got shitloads to do because of this fucking drawing. Our chief exec is missing in action.
Exactly, so just drive past his house, see if something's wrong, see if he's there. If his car's there, there might be a murderer, or he's dead, or visitors.
Visitors? Smart money's on being dead.
Where are you now?
Just coming off the motorway.
Okay, great. What's new with you?
Nothing. How's LA?
Fine. Loud, but fine.
How's Hutch?
Ugh, same old, same old. Thinks we need to expand the stadium.
No, thank you.
That's what I said.
Where did this idea come from?
Because of the season high this Saturday.
Hey, because we played Liverpool, let's check the attendance when Watford visit in January. Fucking idiot. Felix slapped Marcelo in training today, just in case any of your communication gremlins don't tell you that.
He did what?
Slapped him right in the face.
Why?
Shit cross in a 7v7 at the end of training.
He slapped him for a shit cross?
It was pretty shit, mate. Couldn't cross a bun, that kid.
Where are you now?
Jess, if you ask that again, I will turn this car around and we're going home.
Woody?
Nope, that's enough.
Woody?
I said that's enough.
Elaine Keller and Patrick Nolan have reconvened for dinner to discuss the financial and legal strategies in obtaining the money for Patrick to buy out the minority shareholder of Ashwood.
Thomas Fell. Unfortunate name, isn't it?
No.
So he needs 10 million by when?
Look, regardless of when Thomas needs it, I need this deal done by the end of the year. Okay, the available transfer funds will be evaluated again in January for the window and not by me.
Of course. What's Thomas's business?
Consultancy?
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I'm consulting with you?
Well, if it's consultancy, we can make this work.
Well, how so?
Right. You're going to sign a player on a free transfer.
Well, who? Sami Nasri, Papi Djilobodji, I think Robert Huth is still available.
No, someone shit.
Well, I didn't exactly list Ballon d'Or nominees then, Elaine.
Someone really shit and unknown. I'll find the player.
Right, so you want me to sign a shit player? God, you'd make a good manager, you know?
I wouldn't be an Ashwood manager for all the money in the world.
Great.
Career suicide. What happened to the previous ones?
Divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheaded, survived. That's how I remember it anyway.
That turnover of managers isn't acceptable, Patrick. And I work for Roman Abramovich. Now, can you give me 2 seconds, please?
Yeah, sure. It's a nice restaurant, this.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when they use the cucumber in the water because it just makes it... Yep, sorry. So what are you actually doing?
Consulting.
Consulting what?
Right, I've got it.
Got what?
A way to get your money.
Okay, I'm listening.
You will sign a free agent who is unrepresented. I will find him, not you. In his contract for Ashwood will be a £10 million fee to his agency on completion of the deal.
So I thought you said he'd be unrepresented.
In this case, his agency will be Mr. Fell's firm.
Oh my God.
You get it now?
That's brilliant.
I know.
Wait, so I take Hutch's transfer funds and give them over to Thomas?
Exactly.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, sure. Your owner will fire you, but yeah, whatever you say.
He won't be able to.
Oh, why is that? Because you're so nice.
No, because he'll never have majority on the board ever again.
You've got 2 votes.
Now, there's 2 extra votes I can always count on to give me the majority.
Who?
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be.
Enough.
I just can't believe we're going to Wembley, Jess, the home of American football. I'm going to wear a suit.
You always always wear a suit?
I'm going to wear a white suit with a red and white striped tie.
Oh, Christ. The missing member of the Spice Boys. ADHD Spice.
All right. Look, I'm here.
And is this car there?
Yep.
All right. Go in.
I thought you just wanted me to drive by and see if his car was parked up.
Yeah, and now I want you to go in.
Why?
To find out where he is, why he wasn't present for the fucking FA Cup draw, and why his phone is off. And why, when he's unavailable, I have to deal with fucking everything.
Right, I thought you were actually concerned about his well-being, but you're just pissed off that you're busy, aren't you?
Just go on in.
All right, fine, speak to you in a bit.
What?
I said I'll speak to you in a bit.
No, take me with you.
Take you with me? You're not a severed head in a jar.
Would he? Just do it.
No.
Why?
Because we might talk about, I don't know, private stuff.
Private stuff?
Well, what if he starts slagging you off?
You two slag me off?
Sometimes.
Right, what do you say?
Just stuff.
Stuff like what?
That you're always just on the end of the phone barking orders at people.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
Woody, I don't do that. Take that back.
Right, fine. I take it back.
Put me on speaker, put me in your pocket and go to his door. Now, Woody.
Put me in your pocket. Fuck's sake, honey, I shrunk the communications director. Jesus Christ.
Like Tinkerbell in your pocket.
Shut the fuck up or I'll fart in you.
What pocket am I in?
Never you mind, Tinkerbell in.
Woody fucking hell.
Shh.
Woody. What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Singing carols, what do you fucking think?
That's why I'm asking you.
You scumbag, you maggot! Okay, you ticked off our target!
That is not actually a carol, but in fact is less offensive than the original, which is surprising in its own way.
I know.
Why are you here?
Oh, I just popped by to see who we've got in the FA Cup third round, pal.
The
Emirates FA Cup, founded in 1871 by Mr. Emirates.
You're asking who we've got?
Aye, who we got, pal?
We have got... We as in Ashwood, yeah?
No, we as in... We are the Village Green Preservation Society.
So Ashwood, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, we've got...
Stop checking your phone.
Wasn't, I was just checking the time.
Hey, I got all day, mate. I could squat in your house until I get the answer.
You'll squat in my house. You know it's not technically squatting if I'm here.
Squatter's rights, pal.
Oh, God, that's really not how it works.
FA Cup third round. Come on, who we got?
You know what? I missed it. I've just been really busy with the Christmas schedule and stuff.
Liar.
Did your arse just call me a liar?
No.
The only one talking out their arse is you. What's going on, Patrick?
What's going on? What do you mean, what's going on? I'm being fucking doorstepped by Harry Squatter and the talking arse crack.
Jess, I'll call you back.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
For half fucking half.
I'm serious. Speak in a minute.
What is going on?
El Crapico, pal.
It isn't.
That's right. FA Cup third round draw. El Crapico. You missed it. And no one could get hold of you. There's a million fucking questions from every angle. Where were you?
I was just...
What's that?
What?
That. On the floor.
It's a yoga mat.
Okay.
I wanted to try it.
Okay. You stressed? Or something?
Yeah. Yes, I am stressed. And that is why I missed the draw.
Right. Okay, but... Well, that's fine, pal. You only needed to say it. It's not...
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause alarm or anything like that.
Hey, pal, come on. It gets to the best of us, doesn't it? I mean, not me, of course, but I'm not the best of us.
I appreciate the understanding.
Not a problem.
So, El Crapico, huh? My God, we haven't had one of those for years.
Mm-hmm. It's a very rare event. It's like an eclipse. Fucking underwhelming and terrible on the eyes.
Hi, Patrick. Just leaving you a message as I've had word from some concerned colleagues that you're suffering with stress. I want to let you know I'm here for you, the club is here for you, and take all the time that you would possibly need. I'm going to arrange a couple of sessions a week where you and I can talk through your concerns and we can get you very much back onto your feet. I think us taking yoga classes together and working through some of your concerns would also be, you know, really quite useful. Yes, yeah. Come in. Justin, what's wrong? Right? Why are you crying, Patrick? I'll call you back in a moment if that's okay.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City.
This show is part of the Radio Stikyle Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.